وسلم يمسح مناكبنا في الصلاة ويقول استووا ولا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم ليلني منكم أولو العلم والنهى ليلني منكم أولو الأحلام والنهى ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو مسعود عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pass his hand over our shoulders when straightening our rows for salah, and he would say, straighten the rows and let there be no unevenness, or else your hearts will differ, resulting in disunity amongst you. Those who are mature and intelligent should remain the closest to me, and then those who are next in rank. So this hadith is teaching us adab and etiquette as far as standing positions are concerned in salah. In the initial days when Sahaba was still getting used to standing in salah and forming the rows, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would physically walk. And this hadith is explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pass his hand over the shoulders of Sahaba to straighten them. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi would physically go, straighten them, get the safs very, very straight. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say that لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم. Don't stand haphazardly, don't stand uneven. Because if you do that, then Allah Ta'ala will cause your hearts to become disunited. Allah will cause your hearts to become disunited. Ulama explain from this, people sometimes say that the main thing is the inside. The outside is not important. Whether a person has got a beard, doesn't have a beard, wears a kurta, all these things don't. Some people make these kind of statements. The main thing is the heart. So here ulama explain that here the outside is affecting the inside. Yeah, your safs are not straight. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that your hearts will be disunited. So it doesn't mean that outside doesn't count. The outside counts. If the outside didn't count, then how would it be such that if your safs are uneven, the safs are not right, then there is disunity amongst your hearts. So the outside has, the external has an effect and an impact on the internal. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make sure that the sahaba would stand straight in the initial days. And then as they got used to forming the safs, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would then make this announcement before salah, that istawu, istawu. Sometimes we hear the imams of the haram, they cut it a little bit short, the istawu, they say stow, stow. So this is where the word is coming from. Istawu means make yourself straight. And then another thing we'll hear, suddul khalal. Suddul khalal means fill in all the gaps. And here we see how much of importance Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to forming the safs. So the safs is not something that is small. Therefore, alhamdulillah, through the fazl of Allah, many masajid, even through the COVID period also, they maintain the safs as it ought to be. Because we see how much of emphasis Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave on the safs. He himself personally would go touch the shoulders of sahaba, straighten them, put them right, and tell them that if you're not going to stand correct, then your hearts are going to be disunited. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave so much of emphasis on the safs. So therefore, it's not something we should easily leave out. In fact, it's something that we should maintain as far as possible. In the next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِيَلِنِي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَىٰ. That those people that should be standing near me are those that are the most mature and most intelligent. Why? Because if the imam, for whatever reason, happened to break his wudu, for example, then what he would ishara, would sign, the person that's behind him will come forward. So those people that have got the most amount of intelligence as far as intelligence. See, intelligence here means ilm of deen, ilm of sunnah. They got their knowledge, so they can just take over. For example, the imam said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and now his wuzu broke. So isharatan, he makes a sign, somebody come forward. Then those people that are the most intelligent, or person have most knowledge of Quran, most ilm they have, it'll be very easy for them to just come. Now they know they must just continue. Imam read, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. They must just start, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawmiddin. Or any ayat of the Quran, wherever the imam stopped, that is where they take over. So this is what is the hikmat of the ulama, or the people that are having most amount of ilm. They stand closest to the imam. Or sometimes the imam may make a mistake, or sometimes he may make a mistake in the qiraat, or sometimes in a masla of salat now. Instead of four rakats, he had five rakats, and then he made sajda isawu. Now what should we do in a situation like that? He made a mistake, or he had three rakats and he did sajda isawu. So all these masail that come up, if the people of intelligence and maturity are close to the imam, then it becomes very easy for all these things to get sorted out. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Look how much our deen teaches us. Everything it teaches us, such adab and etiquette, even to the extent of how we stand in salah. Think about it. We could have just came to the masjid, one person could face that way, one person could face that way, one person. We are taught all of us must face Qibla together. Uniformity. And not just uniformity, even in the lines also must be perfectly straight. And not that our shoulders must be touching. One masala that comes out under this hadith is that the shoulders must be touching. People sometimes just touch the elbows. Elbows are touching. But here you see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will touch our manakibanai shoulders. You touch the shoulders and ensure that the shoulders are touching. So even if it means a little bit tight, but that is the sunnah to keep the shoulders touching, not just the elbows. Allah. So here we see that all these things have been shown to us in our Sharia. Exactly how to stand, how the postures of salah, how to do every aspect of salah. It is upon us that we try to implement these things properly and ensure, inshallah, that we keep these things. One of the things that create unity from this hadith we realize is the way our safs are formed. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.